Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
Guys, this is G. Wright, and you're listening to the Heart Love Radio Show. Coming to you live is a special edition. I have a special guest who's going to be coming on in a minute. There's going to be a Q&A time with Dr. Nicole. We're talking about wellness, physical, spiritual, and emotional wellness, and how to deal with the stresses and things like that during this season. So she's going to be coming on after this next song from Brian Courtney Wilson, All I Need. The next person you're going to have, you're going to be listening to, will be none other than Dr. Nicole and myself. Sit back, relax, guys. Dr. Nicole is going to be coming through. Just sit here.
Real simple prayer. Touch from you. No one else. Do the things you do. Take the wrong in my life and make it right. Touch from you, from my master and king. All I need is a touch from you. I made so many mistakes. I mean, I stumbled and said,
touch me.
did not think I could ever be made whole, cleaned up. But somehow I believe tonight. And if you put your healing hand on me, every one of my sins, every one of my sins will be washed away.
Hey guys, this is a special edition of the Heart of Love Radio Show, and I have with me online none other than Dr. Nicole. Dr. Nicole, we've been waiting for you.
You have. Hi, everyone, all the listeners.
Okay,
it's a pleasure to be back on the show.
We're so glad to have you on the show, Dr. Nicole. For guys to turn in, this is the Heart of Love Radio Show. I'm G. Wright. And I have none other than special guest, Dr. Nicole. And we're going to have a question and answering time. We want to talk what brought about this suggestion, Dr. Nicole?
Well, this is more so of a follow-up in regards to 2 weeks ago, if you'll recall, I was on the show. And we talked about wellness, and it's such an important time, given that it's a holiday. And one of the things I mission is the holidays is significant for them because it's a time of love, it's a joyous occasion, family coming together, but we often overlook and forget that it's also a time of sadness for other people, for those that are forgotten, without family, or dealing with various struggles during this time of year. There has been an increase in overdoses in the inner city of Baltimore, as well
right.
as me being in the behavioral health industry. I'm also seeing an increase in inpatient admissions and 911 transports to at least the ER department, even if it's for a 24 or 72-hour observation, because the holidays are now awakening mental health diagnoses such as depression, bipolar disorder. It's also a time that we see where health problems flare up with our senior citizen population because we often forget about them. You know, we think and assume that because they're up in age that they don't want or need those visits, and that definitely makes a difference for them. So all of those things we talked about in regards to wellness, because wellness is not just about losing weight or gaining
right.
muscle, is about taking care of yourself, basically self-care in the three realms, mind, body, as well as spirit. And for those who tuned in to my original appearance on the show, I just kind of want to hear some feedback and any questions, for anyone that's just tuning in for the very first time, if you have a question in regards to the holidays, whether it be fitness, spiritually, how to care for your body, then this is the time to do that.
Yeah. And, you know, first of all, some people wanted to say hello to you. I have April, my one of my friends, April Bryant Hyman. She says, hi, G. Wright, hi, and Dr. Nicole, and Valerie. You know Valerie. And
yes. Hi, Val. Hi, April.
I have Jay Bird listening. I have Miss Alice, Cynthia, Rita Buster, Margaret. Tracy, I think Tracy's still watching. Tracy Robinson. And, you know, for you guys who are here, we're doing a question and answer. What's on your heart? What are some things you want to ask Dr. Nicole questions, whatever, you know, whatever it is that you're dealing with, whether it's about wellness, like she said, you know, I know my girl April, she's had a wellness journey, a great wellness journey, and she never gives up. She never, ever gives up, Dr. Nicole. You know, regardless of whatever she's facing, she or her husband might be going through physically, she never gives up. She's a fighter, and I've known her for about 6 years. So she is definitely a fighter. Valerie, do you have any questions for Dr. Nicole? Let's get things started. Now, I'm playing some music in between these things as well. But
here's a question I have, because I'm sure it seems that we always have a lot of female callers, not too many male listeners and callers, but holidays are also a sad time for women, especially women that may not be in a relationship, because you're seeing all these other couples getting together, exchanging gifts and everything. So I'm curious to know where the ladies are at in regards to single ladies, whereas the holidays are in turn. Are you okay with self? Do you have a safety plan put in place so that you don't allow your mind to wander off into an unhealthy direction? If you're getting invites to maybe come and hang out with girlfriends, extended family, because if you don't have family, then you probably are like, oh, you know, I can't really celebrate the holidays. And we have to understand that although we may not be feeling that love and sense of being embraced by our biological bloodline family, God sends us extended family as well. So are you receiving that well? And are you accepting, or are you one of them people that just self-isolate during those moments?
For those who are listening, you know, this is, we're doing something a little different. There's a Q&A, because we got a lot of comments and a lot of feedback before when Dr. Nicole was on. You know, what ladies, those who are out there listening right now, who are listening, what question, you know, can you ask them that question one more time as they are beginning to get their question together? Type it in. This is interactive. Type it in. What's up, Cheryl? Can you say that? Say a little more.
For the single ladies, I'm asking you, are the holidays presenting to be a stressful time of the year for you? Because holidays are also associated with being coupled up, and the weather's getting cold. It's so many external contributing factors to what may take someone out of a healthy and balanced emotional and physical state of being that we often overlook it or we minimize it. So this is definitely the time where you can ask the questions and I can give you some feedback in regards to how to cope with that, because speaking from personal experience, and I shared a little bit about it the last time I was on your show, Greg, is that once being in an unhealthy relationship, the holidays were definitely an emotional time of the year for me, because even though I was in a relationship, I still felt like I was by myself. And now being single, I'm fine now because I have a strong female support system with me that helps me stay balanced and in tune to who I am as an individual and as a woman. But for other single females, they may not have that support, or they may not be aware that they have that support, and now they're falling into a state of depression, sadness. They're withdrawing from whether it's work, normal activities and hobbies, and probably even family members.
Right, so if you guys have a question or anything like that, please shoot it. Okay, here it is. This one thing that that April is saying. Thanks, April. April is saying this. She says, a fighter I am. Personal health is extremely important, and throughout my health issues, there have been times I've had difficulties with keeping myself first. Okay, she has a question for you. So while you guys are generating your question, the answer to Dr. Nicole's question, here's a question for you, Dr. Nicole. What are some suggestions for self-improvement, self-help, that are effective in little bits of time?
Well, first you have to be clear on what areas of self-improvement, self-development, is it career-wise, is it personal mental health care, is it personal physical care, is it personal spiritual care? And whatever area that you're seeking that development in, as far as wellness, you want to identify what you think is a weak point, because sometimes what we think is weak is actually our strength. And then you just want to reevaluate that and put some things in place. So if she's comfortable, if she could give me one area for self-care that she wants to develop in.
And she's saying, Dr. Nicole, health, eating, physical wellness.
Okay, as far as your eating, you definitely want to speak to, I'm always going to go back to include your primary care physician. You don't want to make any type of decisions for physical exercise or even your nutrition without seeking medical advisement on it, because depending on what's going on with you medically will determine what you need to eat, somewhat how much you need to eat, if you're on any type of medication, if you're reading the warning signs and informational signs on all medicines, even over the counter. One of the things it urges you to do is be conscious of your diet, and that's for a reason, because whenever you're putting medications in your body, you have to then readjust your diet. So definitely have that conversation and portion control. And I believe another segment that you're going to do will invite personal trainer, fitness enthusiast, Mia Lita Cofield on there, and I hope they tune into that because she's definitely a wealth of knowledge where so that is concerned. But the key to being physically fit, losing weight, maintaining weight is eating. I'll say that again. The key is eating. You have to eat balanced meals anywhere from 4 to 6 times a day. You should be eating breakfast, snack, lunch, snack, dinner, snack. And then the other key to that is water. One of the things I do to make sure that nutritional piece is balanced out, I keep a bottle or a glass of water on my nightstand. When I wake up in the morning, that is the first thing I do. I drink water. That is how your body is going to release and secrete fat out of your body. Water, 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 H2O, water. Spice it up by putting different fruits, lemons, lime, pineapples, whatever you need to give that zest. Drink water. A glass of water before your meal, have your meal. Wait, have a snack, drink water in between while you're having the snack, then eat your next meal. And please try not to follow those myths. I hear people that say, oh, don't eat after 6 p.m. Depending on what your work schedule is and what your life is like, if it's busy, you may work overnight, so eating after 6 p.m. is going to be a definite. You still need to get those 4 to 6 meals in a day.
Thank you, and she said this, I've sought out advice from my physician and permission to change diet. So that sounds good.
Okay, so she's saying she has spoken with her primary care doctor in regards to switching up her diet?
Yes, she has, right.
Okay.
She says, I've sought out advice from my physician and permission to change diet.
And also know that if you're exercising, whatever your natural calorie intake count should be, know that when you're exercising, you accumulate extra calories that you can put into your body. So I kind of spoke on it a little bit the last time. Input versus output. You should have some conscious idea of what you're putting in your body. And what I mean by that is the protein, the sugar content, and we don't like to do it, and I used to be horrible at it, but you got to put your mindset in the zone of this is for your life. You're going to have to start reading labels. Everything has sugar. Everything has sodium, but you just need to know how much you need
right.
to be putting in your body and what's actually going in, and you need to know that when you are sweating and working out, you're burning nutrients. You need to stay hydrated. You need to be putting that protein, those minerals back into your body.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And thank you for that question, April, as one of my other sisters. Now, Ms. Valerie has something that she would like to say, Dr. Nicole. Valerie, she writes, I myself am one who suffers from depression, especially this time of the year. So many unpleasant memories, deaths, wrongs against myself. I would like to know, how do I start and where do I start when all I know is staying in my bed and being alone? How do I start? And my diet is absolutely nothing. No food, no water, nothing.
You're going to have to find the strength to pull yourself out of the bed. And again, if people are inviting you to come out of the house, stop rejecting and ignoring those invites. Get out of the house, even if you just take yourself for a walk. In regards to the nutritional piece, and Valerie, you're actually in our wellness circle, beautiful. So we've had these conversations. You have to, one, awaken your palate. Your palate doesn't know what it likes if you don't introduce it to it. Start meal prepping. We talked about that on the last segment. I know it seems like such a strenuous job to do. Whenever you have downtime, fix yourself some quick little snacks. It can be maybe 2 tablespoons of almonds, 2 boiled eggs chopped up with a little bit of pepper or whatever seasoning you like on it. Maybe some smoothies, a healthy water, some yogurt with some granola crunch in it. But your body is like a car. Your car is not going to travel, move, and get you from point A to point B unless you put gas in it, all the nuts and bolts are together. Look at your body like that. Your body requires fuel. That is what food is. That is why you have to eat in order to lose weight or gain and build muscle mass. You have to. It is essential. Otherwise, your body starts to think that you are starving it, and the brain receptors send to your body, okay, they're starving me. Hold on to this fat. And stress is a number one trigger for the body holding on to fat. You can work out 20 hours a week. If you are suffering from depression, stress, you are defeating your purpose. It is really essentially counterproductive. Your body has to already be at somewhat of a calm state to even engage with a workout.
Yeah, she says we've had these talks.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have it again, Val.
You hear that, Val? She's saying that you're going to continue to have these talks. We'll get you out of that bed, and I understand about what you're going through. I understand it. I've been there.
And, you know, we understand, we empathize, but I am a straight shooter, and the reason I am a straight shooter is because in my personal experience, being depressed, staying in a bed is one of many reasons why I suffered from being morbidly obese. It is also one of many reasons why I suffered from various mental health issues. But the reality is, God gives us free will to make choices for ourselves. He does not take that authority from us. He gives us that free will for a purpose. You can either decide to stay in a gloom and a mode of darkness, or you can make a decision that feeling of darkness is so uncomfortable for me, I'm going to change it. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing repeatedly, expecting some outcome. For the people that may be experiencing that, what I want you to just ponder on, how do you feel when you keep yourself in the bed? You're not eating. You're not showering. You're not leaving yourself open for anyone to come around and even remotely nurture you, love you to the point where you can even feel embraced. Does it serve you any beneficial purpose? Does it change anything? it, in essence, it does more harm. It does no good. It does more harm. So if you're not actually liking that feeling, you have to be more proactive. And this is where the accountability piece comes in at, and I touched on this a little bit on the last segment as well. We often, and I've been guilty of it, I'll cry out for help, but then when people extend me a lifeline, I reject it. And in that moment of rejecting, it's because it was easier for me to blame other people, other sources for my darkness, for my pain, for my discomfort. We have to start owning our choices and our decisions. If you do not like a particular thing, you have to start putting forth an effort to change it, because at the end of the day, you cannot expect other people to do what you won't do for yourself. It's all part of self-care. As
right.
hard as it may be, you know, this time of year, people might have lost a loved one, and I'm in no way minimizing that. However, what good is it doing you, again, to allow yourself to experience all those discomforting emotions that takes a physiological effect on the body?
Right. That's so true, Doc. That's so true. And I thank you for hitting on those things. You know, guys, those who are listening, this is the Hard Love Radio Show. I'm your host, G. Wright. I have none other than my special guest, Dr. Nicole. Now, we're talking about wellness and how to deal with things in this season. And so you guys are coming up with some great questions. She wants to know, she was asking about how do you, if you have any questions for her, just send these questions. You know, we're talking about wellness and dealing with your emotional, physical, and spiritual self during this season, And I have to tell you this, Doc, April, she writes this to you. She says, thank you very much for your advice. I thoroughly agree that you, about the three meals and two snacks daily. Thank you for the reminders of that. I've severely fallen away from this. Now, her wellness journey was similar to yours in some ways, Doc. I've known her for some years. She lost it all, but with the health things, you know, it's come back just a little bit. But she's a fighter. So thank you, April, for even opening up and sharing that and asking Dr. Nicole those questions. I'm glad that really touched you. That's some great advice. I take her advice as well. You know, I'm drinking a lot more water now. And when I went back to my RIP class with Dr. Nicole last night, when I did go by there, I was able to, because I've lost some weight, I was able to really do well. But she held me accountable. So having that accountability and that I'm in the family too, Valerie, now. I'm in the family too. You know, but I have another question for you, Doc. This is from Cynthia, my friend Cynthia. Her question is this. Mm-hmm. What tips do you have for emotional eaters during this holiday season?
First, the key is identifying warning signs. There's always behaviors, thoughts, patterns that are leading up to you, even with emotional eating. I used to be an emotional eater as well. Are you finding that you're just after a meal, you're instantly hungry again? If that's the case, you may want to keep a bag of almonds. Again, notice how I'm doing the portion control. Anywhere from 2, maybe 3 tablespoons of almonds. If you're going to put something in your mouth and eat, try to make it as healthy as possible. It's almost like telling someone suffering from a caffeine addiction, a nicotine addiction, if you've been doing a behavior for a certain period of time, it doesn't change overnight. It's not going to change overnight. You have to put something in place as a coping mechanism. So you're an emotional eater. You know this. Prepare yourself. You have to armor yourself. God gives us all the tools that we need. It's a matter of us using them. If you know that having cookies, chips, and cake in the house that you're subject to eating that when you're going through an emotional down climb, my suggestion is don't buy as much cookies, chips, and cakes. Or if you're going to buy chips, try to get Baked Lays or Kettle Chips. Maybe Google and learn how to make your own. We truly are what we eat. You can have those things, but everything is in moderation. You have to plan for even the unexpected. A failure to plan is a plan to fail. We know going into situations what is subject to happen and what our response to those situations are. So if the pattern has been, I'm going to overeat if I get bad news at a job, if I get bad news from a family member, I have to pretty much armor myself with healthy foods. I know I'm going to stick something in my mouth, maybe to be some sliced apples, maybe some cheddar cheese, maybe some frozen grapes. We, again, it's about being account. We have to be hold ourselves accountable, and that's the hardest thing, is to realize we are our biggest blocker. We have to learn to get out of our own way.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, Dr. Cole, thank you for that great advice. Dr. Cole, is it okay to show them your picture that you placed on your page about your journey?
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
You want to tell them, I'm showing them your picture now. This is Dr. Nicole's journey. My journey continues. What prompted you to put your pictures up, Dr. Nicole?
Because people are very, not that they're disengaged, but they're ambivalent about it. They know something needs to happen. Something within them has to happen. Something needs to change. They know what needs to change, but they're not sure if they're capable of doing it or if they can even do it. For instance, you know, Mia Cofield is my best friend, and she's my mentor, and she's been probably one of the biggest contributors to my success this go-round. I've always been able to lose weight, metabolize, whatever diet, you know, I shared it last segment. You name it, I tried it, lost the weight, but then a shift in my life would happen, and here comes the emotional eater, and I would gain back what I lost, and then I guess somewhere along the way pick up some that maybe somebody else lost. But the success is having that accountability, someone that is not just going to co-sign with you. You know, Mia holds me accountable. A lot of people think she plays favors with me, even as being a fellow fitness instructor. But when I'm doing something out of order and I'm not giving it my all, or I too, as a fitness instructor, I go up in my head and I try to talk myself out of all the positive things. And it's like, okay, you told me all the reasons why you can't or you shouldn't. Now tell me why you can't. And once you remove all of those excuses, you have no choice but to look at the hardcore truth about you, and then the fear of death. You know, I'm a mom. My daughter's 21 now, but we all have to leave this earth at some time, but why speed up the process?
Right. You know, and I'm glad you said that. Sorry, go ahead.
And the education, you know, we have to educate ourselves. When we know better, we have the opportunity to do better. Notice how I said when we know better, we have the opportunity to do better, because it all is always going to go down to making a conscious choice. And we have to be honest with ourselves. And the reality is, when you're 200 or 300 pounds, it's a lot harder for you to move. And by harder, I mean it's painful. It was days that people probably thought it was sweat that was falling on the floor. I'm sure there was some sweat, but those were tears that was coming from my eyes. I had the hanging skin. I was at battle with the evil me versus the me that had mentally made the decision that something needed to physically, mentally, and spiritually change within me in order to lose the weight and not gain it back. And I had to have balance. And that also means you have to purge. You have to get rid of anything and anyone anything and anyone that is not in accord and in governance falls with your vision and your plan for you is.
Now you get some,
and that has
some,
been what has made me successful.
Sorry about that, Doc. You are getting some hearts. They're sending some hearts out to you. They're loving what you're saying. They're agreeing what you're saying. And Christy, she came on. She was like, awesome, such a beautiful woman. Cynthia, she wanted me to tell you thank you. And then April Bryant, she's saying awesome progress. They're loving what you're saying. They're loving what you're saying. And I just think that you're unapologetically, I don't know if I'm saying that word. I'm getting my tongue twisted. Unapologetically, showing yourself, showing the progress that you've made. And this is what Valerie is saying. She says this to you, Doc. This is what these ladies are teaching me now, how to make a positive and conscious choice in my life situations. And that's so true. That's great to hear. Not just for the women, but also for the men. Because like she talked about Mia, you know, she holds me accountable. And yeah, and you do too. You hold me accountable. You guys hold me accountable. And I'm telling you this, I haven't been to class in a few weeks for various reasons. And I went and I was able to really hang because you came over there. She called me up front. I tried to stay in the back, y'all. I tried to stay in the back, but she brought me up. She's like, no, you're going to work right here. You stand right there. And she did it with me, and she held me accountable. And I think I did better than I even thought I was going to do, Doc.
You did, and I'm so proud of you. You know, I have to keep endorsing group fitness. And here's why, for everyone that's listening. For my fitness family, it's not about the dollar. Let me say that again. Yes, it's, you know, it does pay what it pays, but at the end of the day, it's not about the money, because if you're not passionate about anything that you're doing in life, it's going to fall. That's just the truth of the matter, and that's, if it's not for you, God will naturally remove you from it. He positions us all for a reason. And one of the things, and Greg, you've heard Mia say it in class, if she sees somebody talking themselves out of success, she will stop that music. And she will remind you, look, you walked through this door because you had some goals. Be serious about it. You know, we cut up in class. We have a good time. It's like a party. I've been to those classes where I've had the drill sergeant instructors that walk up to me. There is almost like you're in a ROTC or a boot camp in the military or something. I get it, people. I've been there, and even as an instructor, I'm still a student, and I'm a motivator. I don't want to be in a boring class. However, I'm there because I need to. For me, every class I take, I remind myself I am in a battle for my life. So group fitness benefits is, one, you are in a room with individuals that share your sentiments, that have goals like you, that are fighting probably one or more comorbidities, whether it's high blood pressure, whether it's diabetes, maybe they have mental health issues and the doctor said, hey, you know, I'll take you off some meds, or maybe you won't be as depressed if you get a hobby, so now this is a hobby. Whatever your reason is for being there, know that you are in a place where other people have the same questions. Other people probably are looking at themselves and talking themselves out of success. But what we do when my fitness family come together is, you will walk in there not knowing anybody 5 minutes after you feel like you've known everybody. It is a family. That is the atmosphere that we have created, and that is the atmosphere we will under no circumstances jeopardize. We want everyone to feel welcome. When you feel welcome, it makes you want to come and work out. You know, you get that support of other people, like how I looked at you, Greg. I know you were tired. You know, you worked just as long as I did. I get it. So even in me motivating you, believe it or not, I was motivating me, and to see you push through and fight the way that you did last night, I was so proud of you, but I was proud of me too. So you helped me as well. If you're not linked to a fitness family and you're in the Baltimore, Maryland area, please link up with us on Facebook. Find some, I'm sure we have some type of format that you love. If you like the Zumba, we got Zumba for you. If you like the kitty stuff, we got Kangoo. Whatever it is, find something and commit to it. You don't have to lock into something that's not fun. Find, experiment with different fitness stuff and commit to it, because committing to it, you are committing to you. If you don't commit to you in your wellness journey, then you're accepting all the unhealthy things that you're dealing with. And no, fitness is more than just sweating, losing weight, building muscles. It even helps you get in tune with your spiritual side.
Wow. Talk a little bit more about that, Doc.
I must have called on God so many times. Lord knows I know my angel tired by now, but you know me, so you know I call on him a whole lot. I call on before I get to a class. I pray and everything, but
yes.
But we say that verse by God, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But do we really believe that? The first time we walk into, and I'm going to keep it on the fitness aspect, because a lot of us are in denial about the importance of it, especially when in African Americans you have cancer that's on the rise in us. You have high blood pressure, various other cardiac issues that are on the rise with us. Aside from that, we have various addictions, whether it be drug addiction, nicotine addiction, caffeine addiction, gambling addiction, sex addiction, gambling, you know, everything. And we like to sweep things under the rug. If you do not have a higher power that you can call on when all else fails, at 3 a.m. when you are by yourself and you can't get someone to pick that phone up, you need a higher power to pray to. Because trust me, if you don't have that, a situation will arise, and then God will ask you, do I have your attention now? Don't wait till it get that far before you get in touch with him. Your relationship with the higher power don't have to match anybody else's. Having a spiritual relationship is not about dressing up, going to every Bible study, going to church every Sunday. It's about you being one-on-one with God, trusting him, knowing that he lives within you and that there's no doubt. And we forget that oftentimes. We get caught up in the propaganda of society, the subliminal messages, and that whole hierarchy need of wanting to be accepted. But how many times do we stop and ask, is God approving of what we're doing with our temple, which is our body? And we forget about that, just little things. Everything is uniquely connected. Mind, body, spirit, being one, being connected individually with the universe. And God is of the earth anyway. So if you're connected with that, you're connected with him. But you have to be a true believer of that.
You know, I'm glad you talked about that. We talked about last night. It's amazing that you, thank you, first of all, thank you for saying that. And I have to say that if Valerie is saying, wow, and she's also said there's never been a time that I wasn't welcomed from day one. And one thing I got to say is this. Last night we spoke about on the program, we talked about on the program about the fact of, what's the word I'm trying to think of? About the fact of going through some of the stuff that, first of all, sorry, I've had just a little technical difficulties, so now I'm back on FaceTime. We talked about the fact of not running, you know, saying yes to God, you know, and why go through that whole thing like Jonah did if he had paid attention in the first place? You know, when God, you said God, the high powers, when God is trying to get your attention, it's best to go ahead and just say yes. Go ahead and say yes. And part of saying yes is saying yes to taking care of your body. It's saying yes to realizing the importance of taking care of our temple, like you're saying. You know? Yeah, last night's segment was really, really good. And that goes along with the doc. Exactly what you're saying. You know, so that we don't have to get spanked, you know, so God doesn't have to spank us for not paying attention. Not just think that we're in that season right now where God wants us to pay attention to our body, to our temple, you know. And I'm guilty of not doing so, but I'm definitely getting better. And it's not coming off overnight. You know, I'm still bigger. However, I'm losing weight, and however it's happening. And I thank you, Dr. Nicole. I thank you for encouragement.
But it's a process. I need the listeners and the callers to understand that everything in life is a process, whether it's your spiritual walk, your physical fitness walk, whether you're seeking academia growth, whatever it is a process. You have to own that process, you know. And I caught your show after the fact because I had class last night. But as I listened to your show and you talked about God's plan over you when he positions us and doing his will, it goes back to a previous show you did where we talked about how God prefers obedience over sacrifice. And again, I am in no way saying that it's easy to do, but when you seek a particular outcome, you have to know that there is going to be some challenges along the way. You know, in some of our conversations, Greg, I talked to you about allegoric stance, and I'll share it before you wrap up in making this point. Diamonds. We as women, we love diamonds. They look really pretty on our hand and everything, and they're very expensive depending on what kind of diamond you get. But let's just think about this. Diamonds come from the center of the earth in Africa, under the dirt. They're filthy. Before that diamond becomes this shiny, expensive, glorified by humans item, it is a dirty mess. It goes through so much fire, heat, pressure, cooking to cleanse it, to cut it specifically unique to the desire of that ring for the fitting of the particular woman's hand. And we often forget as we're wearing it and we're showing it to our friends that that was once filthy and it went through all that pressure. That is your life. If it was easy, everyone would do it. And sometimes when we're going through a lot of things in life, again, myself included, I'm like, God, why me? But the question is, why not me? In order for you to be a testimony for others, you have to go through some pressure, some difficult times, because it's not the filth that's on you at that particular time. It's how you come out, such as the diamond. I'm even in the midst of my life now, I'm a hot, filthy mess. I know where God has brought me from, but I don't wear it like a badge of honor. That's not who I am today. Do I look back on it sometimes? I do. I look back on those difficult, challenging times as a reminder so that I can engage another human being and be a testimony for them so that I don't look down on them and think that I'm somehow better than them.
Right.
So when we're going through things, it is the journey in which God has chosen for us. And running, all you're doing is running in a circle because he's going to put you right back in that position until you learn the lesson. It's for a reason. It challenges build character. If you have nothing to compare anything to, then where does that leave you? To learn to enjoy the journey of your process, even in the midst of the storm. and learn to laugh. I laugh a lot even when I'm mad as all get out, as you know, Greg. I laugh hysterically. Right. It doesn't make me crazy. That's my way of letting it go, because if we say let go and let God, then you have to trust that his will, even in that undesirable moment, is going to be done at the end of it.
You know, thanks for sharing. That is so true. Cynthia, I have two things, a couple things. Hey, Erica, my cousin's in, tune in. Valerie, she wrote this. That's what I am, a diamond in the rough. And Cynthia wrote this.
You definitely are.
You heard that, Valerie. And Cynthia, she wrote this. What makes us think that we should be immune to go through trials and tests when Jesus suffered? Pressure makes diamonds for sure. Mm.
Absolutely.
And I love that story because it's a true story. It's real. That thing is filthy. You know, we're filthy. And God takes us. He puts us under that pressure. We don't like that pressure. But he puts us under that pressure, and look what happens. You know, and I can say this. Hey, cuz. My cousin said hello. Hey, Erica. I can say this. I just know for myself, doing this wellness journey, that it's coming off. I'm seeing the progress. Other people are seeing the progress. And when I was at that point when I was ready to give up, I'm like, is this really, really working? It's not like God's like, okay, boom, let me just send a whole bunch of people to say, you're losing weight, keep it up, what are you doing? Boy, you definitely were big. I'm like, well, I'm so thankful that they've told me that now that I'm losing weight instead of waiting until, at that point. I don't think I could have handled it at that point. But Valerie says, I come forth as pure gold. That's right, Valerie. That's right. You know, guys, this is G Wright, and listen to the Heart Love Radio Show. And this is question and answer time for Dr. Nicole. And please share this video. You know, I believe that this video is going to touch people who are going through, people who need to make some changes. This might encourage you to make those changes. And we have just about 5 more minutes with Dr. Nicole. So if you have any last-minute questions, you guys, send them. Shoot them on. We have about 5 more minutes for this segment. And I'm enjoying this time, these Wednesday nights, with Dr. Nicole, because she is sharing wealth. She's, like I said, she's a doctor. She's Dr. Nicole. So she has a wealth of knowledge and experience. And I just hope you guys will just open up your hearts and your minds and just soak all these different things in. First of all, I want to say thank you for coming through and just being a part and participating. Doc, let me ask you this question. With your journey, what would you say to someone who is like they're in a contemplation stage, and they're saying they're putting their foot out and they're making plans, but they just can't get to the next stage, that action stage? What would you say to that person?
Start moving. It's not about being picture perfect.
Right.
And it is a lot of nervousness there. You don't know what the outcome is going to be. And if you've attempted and you've, for lack of a better word, failed.
It's scary. It's scary.
If you just start walking, if you live in a house, walk up and down your steps, trust me, every bit of movement counts because walking up and down your steps, one day you're going to open the door and walk to the end of the block. Then you'll walk around the neighborhood. And then you'll be like, you know what, I need a little more. I talked in the first segment about our bodies talk to us. You kick your body into gear, and it starts to take over you. You'll say, I'm not doing it. Next thing you know, you're pulling up at a fitness class. I speak from experience. That's exactly what happened to me,
right?
Because you reach a physical point and a mental point for the young lady that is the fighter. Even though she might have fell off the horse, she is so strong-willed within her mind, her spirit and her body. She's determined, I'm going to get this thing, I'm going to get it right. Sometimes we have to fall. There's a song, we fall down, but we get up. And that is so true. Don't stay stagnant because it didn't work out the first time. Maybe that was supposed to be the lesson to learn, okay, don't do it this way, do it this way. You know, people are very quick to say, oh, pick up 25-pound weights, lift these. No, people have to start at his or her comfort level. And that's
right.
Another thing that our team offers. Start at your comfort level. It is judgment-free zone.
And can you tell them where go ahead.
No, you're fine.
I'm going to ask you if you can tell them where they can go. First of all, I will have your link on my page. So when you guys go to my page, I have a link for Dr. Nicole's website on Facebook. But can you tell them more about the company again for those who are tuning in, who just tuned in?
Well, we teach at different places. Myself and Mia Cofield, we're both at Tsunami Martial Arts Academy, which is located in the Woodlawn area, 1718 Belmont Ave, and she teaches 1,000,001 classes. So, oh my God, please list her information as well, because I can't keep track of her schedule and my schedule. And we both also teach at Be More Fit, which is 5 doors up from the Tsunami Martial Arts Academy. I'm also in Harford County. I'm in the inner Baltimore City area. So we have something for everyone. Men, too. I need y'all not to be fearful of us female instructors. We don't bite. I promise we will eat before we come to class, but come join us. And it is going to be an experience like other. So Greg Wright is going to post not only just the information for my classes, but he's also going to post Mia Cofield's information.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you came on through. And you guys, I'm going to have that information on my page because, you know, we've got to take care of our bodies. We have to take care of the temple. And, you know, I'm just so glad I'm a part of a wellness family. And my weight is coming off. And this time I'm going to leave it. I'm going to make sure I don't pick this weight back up. You know, come with some different tools to deal with life's issues and stresses and things like that. And before we leave, I want to say this. Valerie, she wanted to say this. She says this. I'm so honored to have been introduced to ladies such as Dr. Nicole and others. God always saves the best for last. Did I want to meet new people? Absolutely not. But it is all for my good. I want to say a shout out to my sister, Deborah. Hey, Deborah. Yeah, you know what? It is for your good. You know, let me tell you this. When I first met Dr. Nicole, I was like, this is my life coach. She's my life coach. And I'm really honored to have met you and to have met the rest of the posse, Valerie, Dee, Mia, everyone, the entire family. There's so many, so I can't say all the names, so I'm not gonna even try. Cause I don't want anyone to try to take it out on me on the in the aerobic room, okay? So I'm not gonna do that. But next week, guys, next Wednesday, we're coming to you live. I'm going to have Dr. Nicole, Mia, whoever is there. We're going to be there. And we're going to be with you guys on FaceTime. And we're going to actually do the show sometime after they finish doing whatever they're doing on Wednesday next week. And I'm really, really excited about it. And I'm so
Don't miss this show. Next week, Wednesday, I'm telling y'all, grab some friends, be available, because as he said, I teach Wednesday. I'll be teaching Hapula Fitness, which is Polynesian style dance fitness. And then, you know, I shoot over to Woodlawn and I take energetic Mia Cofield's Kangoo class. So we are broadcasting live. you get to see me dying in another instructor's class. But she is an amazing, beautiful woman. I often tell her she doesn't know what a gem she is. She's so priceless. If they made 20 more of her, it'd be nothing like the original one. So please, ladies, guys, and if you have young ladies that you want to mature to be strong, tune in to this segment. It's going to blow your mind, for real. It is totally going to blow your mind. Don't miss it next Wednesday.
Don't miss it. Now, I know you're going to make that, you can go ahead and make that brochure flyer thing so we can send that all out, Dr. Nicole.
I like how you did that. Sure, I'll make the flyer so you can send it on out. Of course I'll do that.
I just put her on the spot, you guys.
Yeah,
thanks for being here for it. So I'm going to have to pay for it tomorrow. Lord, Lord. Oh, man. But, you know, guys, I appreciate you guys for coming through to the Heart Love Radio Show. This is G. Wright. Please share this video because she gave some wealth of knowledge. And I'm so grateful for the women who and the men who came through tonight. But like you said, mostly women who came through tonight. Guys, you know, let's take care of our bodies. Let's take care of our bodies. If you missed last night's message, please say yes. That was the title of it. Please say yes. And I'm going to ask you guys to please say yes to the things that Dr. Nicole has shared tonight. Say yes to the Lord, and please say yes to what she has said about taking care of your bodies. You know, this is our temple. And I have my cousins, Chris and Erica, tuning in. I have one of my sisters, Deborah, tuning in. And my mom's tuning in. So I'm just going to give a shout out to my family. I love you guys. Dr. Nicole, God bless you. I'm going to have her information on my page, you guys. So make sure you share this link. Make sure you share this link. Dr. Nicole, do you have any last words before we go out for tonight?
Take care of yourself. There's no such thing as being selfish. If you're not well, you serve no one else that needs you and your strength. Any purpose. In order to continue or even begin to be a servant of God, you have to be strong. So continue to love yourself and love each other, and I'll see you when we tune in next time.
Thanks so much. And again, guys, don't forget, tune in tomorrow from 9 to 10 with Heart Love Radio Show. I've changed the time for this coming Thursday. Make sure you tune in from 9 to 10. God bless you guys. God bless my family, my fitness family, my Heart of Love Radio family, the family. Just thank you guys. God bless you. I have Alice on. Thank you, Alice. Thank you, Valerie. Thank you, Erica and Chris, for tuning in. Everyone, Deborah, everyone, God bless you guys. And most definitely my co-host for tonight, question and answer, person, multiple hats she wears, Dr. Nicole. God bless you. And guys, make this count.
You too.
Thank you. Have a good night, guys.